Before sunrise this morning, the school supporters had their bus on the road toward Albany. Another year of the marches on the state capitol, which dominate the budget process. Rallies on the great steps outside or inside, and office-by-office visits to state legislators looking for cash. Again this year, one of the big issues is the fight over foundation aid. That's the base school aid grant promised to school districts just before the economy and tax collections collapsed in the Great Recession. School supporters say Buffalo still owed $100 million from cuts back then. Education activist Ina Ferguson says every school could use help, even the district's best city honors.
Continue the great place that it's have working. It could still give more funding and more support to the teachers, as have more teachers' aides in the buildings to help support the teachers with education. But also, I'm an after-school program in Doom at School 17 that has the young babies from pre-K to fourth grade. So I'm on both sides of the spectrum.
Ferguson and others say the money is particularly needed to make sure minority kids get the special help they need, whether in pre-K, elementary, or high school. Across New York State, billions of dollars is tangled up in this fight over foundation aid, cut more than a decade ago. They want the money appropriated by raising taxes on the state's millionaires and billionaires. There have been some money from those years built into school aid. Mike DeHusband, WBFO News.